This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein explains the significance of the temple.
For the Jew, Jerusalem is the center of our dreams and aspirations. Only one place in Jerusalem is considered more holy, the Temple Mount, where the temple once stood. That site is the very essence of the Jewish faith and our longing for Zion. We believe that God's Shechina, our divine presence, rests there more than any other place on earth. Jews around the world face towards Jerusalem when they pray, and in Jerusalem we face towards the temple when we pray. The holiness of this site, known as Mount Moriah, can be traced back to the earliest history of the Jewish people. It's believed to be the place where Abraham went to sacrifice his son, Isaac, in obedience to God. King David chose this sacred ground as the site for the first temple, and when it was built by his son Solomon, it was unrivaled in its magnificence. The first temple was destroyed in 586 BC. It was rebuilt nearly 50 years later under the leadership of Ezra and Nehemiah. This temple, where Jesus would have spent time, stood until it was destroyed by the Romans in 70 CE. For 2,000 years, Jews have prayed at the Western Wall, which is the only remaining portion of the Second Temple. The temple also has significance for Christians as the model of a place of worship in which God meets with and accepts the praise and prayers of His people.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.